Making Friends of Many Faiths by Hillary M. Hendricks. Stephanie M., age 6, is great at making friends. Because families in Delhi, India, come from many religious backgrounds, most of Stephanie's friends don't share all of her beliefs. But that's not a problem for Stephanie. In her neighborhood, Stephanie's best friend is Mansi, whose family is Hindu. Unlike members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Hindus believe in many gods. But just like Stephanie, Mansi believes in treating people and all living things with kindness. Stephanie attends a school for girls. Each school day, she puts on a blue and white dress and pulls her hair back into two blue bows. Then she and her sister, Carolina, 16, grab their lunches and catch the bus to school. Sometimes we say our family prayer when the bus is coming, but we always have our prayer, Carolina says. At school, Stephanie has two best friends, Molly, whose family is Christian, and Syed, whose family is Muslim. Stephanie looks forward to lunchtime. She loves to sit and talk with her friends, and she usually trades the chapati, Indian flatbread. Her mother packs for the traditionally Muslim sweetbread Syed brings. It's no surprise that Stephanie's favorite scripture story is about Jesus Christ sharing bread with the multitude. Refer to Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21, and John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. Stephanie's mother is a nanny, and her father is a cook. They prayed for years that Stephanie would be able to attend school. They wanted her to learn English and good manners. It is expensive to go to school in Delhi, and much of the family's income is spent on tuition. Stephanie's mother did not have the opportunity to attend school as a child. She feels that being able to help her daughters go to school is a great blessing. Stephanie's mother first learned about The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and invited her family to learn with her. Soon, Stephanie's father, mother, and oldest sister Stella were baptized. Each Sunday, her family arrived early at the senior missionary's home, where church was held, to help set up for the meeting. Thanks to the growth of the church in Delhi, the branch now meets in its own building. Getting to church means waking up early to catch a bus or an auto rickshaw, which is like a tiny cab. The 30-minute ride seems to go quickly for Stephanie, who tells her parents about her friends and what she is learning in primary. Although there are only about 8 children who attend primary, Stephanie always enjoys being with these special friends. Together, they learn about Jesus Christ, sing, and pray. Every week, the children sing Stephanie's favorite song, "I Am a Child of God." Stephanie is grateful to know that she and all her friends are children of God. End of article, Making Friends of Many Faiths by Hillary M. Hendricks.